Penguin Random House Audio presents A Touch of Stardust by Kate Alcott. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. Los Angeles, December 10th, 1938. Atlanta was exploding right on schedule. Small darting figures danced across the lot, lighting fuses, jumping back. A single column of flame roared toward the night sky, joined quickly by another and then another. Bits of blazing debris broke free and floated upward. Houses, barns, wagons, everything ignited like parched underbrush.
"God, look at it burn!"
yelled a man in a Confederate uniform. The sky above Selznick International Pictures was now a frighteningly brilliant, ferocious orange. And while men in business suits on a high platform above the fire cheered, residents of Culver City, California, huddled in their houses, wondering briefly if this was Armageddon. Julie Crawford kept running, stumbling every few feet in the ridiculous high-heeled pumps she had thought would give her confidence on her first substantive assignment at the Selznick studio. She tried to turn her face from the blaze as she ran, but her skin felt seared with heat anyway. She risked a quick glance upward toward the observation tower. David O. Selznick, bathed in searchlights, stood like a king surveying his flaming domain. Suddenly, two huddled figures in a wagon pulled by a galloping horse loomed into view. Thugs swarmed forward, trying to grab the horse. The animal reared in fear.